Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, last week we were speaking about a new and better covenant. The new covenant is founded on better promises than the old covenant, the Old Testament. The New Testament is better, founded on better promises. And so we looked at the amazing promises, a few of them, that the Lord gave to the children of Israel in the Old Testament and the Old Covenant. And so therefore, if they were such good promises and they came to pass, then what about the New Covenant? And the New Testament is going to be way, way better. And so this is an exciting time. So we want to just look at a few scriptures and talk about this, because your covenant right is healing. One of your covenant promises is healing and health. Another one is protection. And so we need to understand what God's done for us. We need to accept it, receive it, believe it, and speak it out of our mouths and walk in the fullness of the promises that God has offered to each and every one of His children. So let's pick it up where we left off on Friday, and God bless you.
With His stripes, we are healed. That's Old Covenant. God said, now hang on a second, you are healed. He says in 1 Peter 2:24, who His own self bare sin in His own body when He hung on the cross, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Over here you are healed. Over here you were healed. It's a done, completed deal. God is reiterating the old covenant with a better promise in the new covenant. You don't even have to try to get it. You just got to believe it and walk in it. Come on. This is the God we serve. This is a covenant-making God. And as long as Israel walked in the covenant of God, there was no sickness among them. There was no record ever of a premature death, as long as they kept the covenant. No babies, no young people, no middle-aged people died. You keep covenant with God. And now you've got a better covenant, founded on better promises than what they had. And look what God did for them. Goodness. And when they died, the patriarchs and the matriarchs of old, what they would do when it was their time to go, they would lay hands on their children. They would pronounce the blessings upon them. They would get in the bed, pull their feet up, pull the blankets up, and give up the ghost and go home to be with God the Father. That's where I want to go. That's where I'm going to go. And, oh, no, you're being arrogant. No, I'm going with the promises of God. You see, I don't say I walk in divine health because I'm so smart. No, God's made a promise to me. And so I just claim that promise. I'm a covenant child of God. I'm in covenant with God. And God will never break a covenant. He cannot. He made the covenant. He instigated covenant. And so I just said, okay, one of the promises is healing. Like the woman that came to Him and said, my daughter's vexed with a demon. Come and heal her. She was a Syrophoenician, which was contrary to what the Jews liked. They called them dogs, meaning not in covenant. It wasn't really the way we say it today. But Jesus said to her, woman, the bread of God is reserved for the covenant children of God. Remember that? It's for the children of God. The bread of healing is for God's children. The bread of righteousness is God's children. The bread of peace, the bread of joy, it's all for the covenant children of God. And this woman said, yes, Lord, but even the little pups will eat the crumbs of that bread off the floor. And He said, great is your faith. Your daughter is healed. She invoked covenant. She invoked covenant, and we thank God that God turned this thing around with Peter and Paul, and he went and preached to the Gentiles, and Peter got the vision and the revelation of, yep, the Gentiles can become covenant children as well. That's why we are covenant children today. God grafted us in. It's all God's doing. It's all of God's doing. The covenant that I'm walking in is because God grafted me in to the Israel tribe. I've been grafted in. He did it. Not me. He. Amen. How did he do it? Covenant. Remember he got stabbed in the side? You know, when you take a tree, let's say you got a peach tree and you want to have pears with that tree. What you do is you take a branch of the peach and you slice it. You put a hole in it. And you take a piece of the pear tree and you cut it up and you put a sliver of it into that wound and you wrap it up. Oh, did you know that? You wrap it up. Now you've got a peach. I don't know what you call a peach pear. A pear reach. A preach. Maybe you got a preach. There you go. A peach and a pear is a preach. So we became preach trees when God grafted us in. The stab, the wound in his side, the blood flowed. And then they wrapped him in all the wrappings that they put him in, embalmed him. We were wrapped in tightly. That's why he said, you were crucified with me on the tree. Come on. Covenant. Covenant. I was put in. I was grafted in. Now I could receive salvation. In the old covenant, I couldn't. In the new covenant, I could. Amen. And so what does this have to do with us? When you think about it, people would just give up the ghost at a ripe old age, full of productive lives, full of God's blessing. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He took care of the children in the old covenant. He'll do it today, and he'll continue doing it tomorrow. That's God. That's God. That's a covenant of God. The Passion says it like this. Jesus, the anointed one, is always the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wow. And the Aramaic can be translated, Jesus the Messiah is a fulfillment of yesterday, today, and forever. That's how it can be translated. Jesus the Messiah is the fulfillment of yesterday, today, and forever. He fulfilled that exact thing. That's why I could say, by stripes you are healed, by stripes you were healed. Come on, I'm telling you, this is good. God is the same now as he was then, taking care of his children. Will he get you out of a corona situation? You better believe he will. Come on. And I know there's a lot of stuff flying out there, and the doctors are saying that so many different people say so many different things. You can't rely on anything. You can't believe anything. These doctors are saying this thing, you don't need masks, then you need to have communication and touch people and forget the social distancing. Other ones are saying you need the mask, you can't touch hands, we're not even using cash anymore. And then in the middle of the road, they also clueless. We're all clueless. You don't know what to believe. Hello? But if you're a child of God, you do know what to believe. You believe the word of God. The Bible says that God does not change. And if you took care of them in the most dire circumstances, he will take care of me in this circumstance today. That it's that simple. I mean, he's the same as he was then getting them out of Egypt. Same God, same Holy Spirit, same Jesus. The same God that got them out of Egypt is the same God that lives inside of us. If he could take care of them there, can he take care of me in a situation like we're living in the world today? Absolutely. But I've got to know this. I've got to believe this. I've got to trust God. I've got to turn to God. I've got to have a relationship with God. I've got to know my covenant rights. I've got to understand that first Passover was a sign of the covenant God was cutting with the children of Israel. It was the first sign, the Passover, where all the firstborn of the Egyptians were destroyed. And yet every one of the Israelites that had the blood covering them, they lived. It's a sign. That was the first sign of the covenant. Right there. Right there. Wow. And God spoke about the covenant right in Genesis 3. When he said to the serpent, he said, there, her seed is going to bruise your head and you're going to bruise his heel. That was covenant talk right there. Right there. Amen. And then in Exodus, he started to fulfill that promise with the blood of a lamb. Wow. In actual fact, it started before that. It actually started with Adam and Eve. After they had sinned and fallen, Well, he spoke to the serpent, and then they were kicked out of the garden, and then God gave them sheepskin or some kind of skin from an animal to wear as clothes, correct? Because up until that point, they were naked, and they didn't know they were naked until their eyes were opened to sin. And then they saw themselves naked, and they got all embarrassed. So that God gave them sacrificial offering. The blood was shed and gave them. Amen. And then in the Passover, he showed us how we're going to be covered with the blood of the lamb on the lintels of the doorpost. Wow. That's covenant. It started way back when. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he took care of them then, by golly, he'll take care of me now. Amen. Amen. You should say, golly gee, that's amazing. Amen. You know, God was against sin in the Old Covenant or the Old Testament, and God is against sin in the New Covenant and the New Testament. He's the same yesterday, he's the same today. God was against sickness in the Old Covenant. God is against sickness in the New Covenant, the New Testament. Same God. He was against fear in the Old Testament. He's against fear in the New Testament. And boy, oh boy, is the enemy pushing his fear tactics today. I mean, over the airwaves, over people and out of their mouths. We walk into a store, you can't come in without your mask. You go to play a game of golf, we don't accept cash, only one in a cart. I understand all of that, but it's fear-driven. It's fear-driven. And God said over 500 times, fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Amen. God said, I've not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Yeah. Amen. 1 Timothy 1:7 or 2 Timothy 1:7. I've given you a spirit of power, love, and of sound mind, not fear. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. For God has not given you a spirit of bondage again unto fear, but a spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That's covenant right there. Right there, Romans 8. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, verse 14, they are the children of God. Verse 15, for you've not been given a spirit of fear again unto bondage, but you're given a spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. God grafted us in when he had that sliced part in his side. He grafted us in. We became adopted children of God. And let me tell you what, God doesn't have grandchildren. He's got children. Amen. He chose us. He chose us. Thank God. Thank God. God made provision for healing in the Old Testament, and God made provision for healing in the New Testament. God made provision for your needs to be met in the Old Covenant, and God made provision for your needs to be met in the New Covenant. Only the New Covenant is better. The promises are better. All I've got to do to get the promises of God in the New Covenant is believe.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available.